Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It's time to wake to sleep with Sleep Science Today, where we learn to sleep well with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio.
Welcome to Sleep Science Today, the show where we talk all about sleep and the science behind sleep. Today, we're going to be talking about using technology to help you with insomnia. We have a guest, Shimon, who is the CEO of Sleep Reset, and we're going to learn all about the technology that her company uses to help you with CBTI. So, Shimon, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Andrew, for that kind introduction. It's great to be here.
Well, we love to talk to people in the industry so we can learn about behind the scenes what's really going on and how do we best help people with their sleep. So, you know, you're in the sleep business, and I think it always helps for people to understand a little bit about your background. What got you interested in dealing with sleep issues?
Yeah, it's a great question. So for me, I grew up with a series of health issues. I feel bad for my parents having a child who was, you know, sick and, you know, always getting this and that. And I think most relevantly, I had pediatric sleep apnea and was one of those kids that was basically not diagnosed for many years because my parents and honestly myself just thought that I was one of those kids who needed to sleep a lot. I was always taking naps and sleeping, you know, 10 hours a night, being able to fall asleep everywhere. And I remember just always feeling tired, you know, getting grumpy if I didn't have enough sleep. And so I know firsthand how poor sleep really affects every part of your life. And interestingly, you know, as I've grown older and done more research on how a lack of sleep affects different parts of your health, there's actually a ton of research that, you know, when you are sleeping poorly as a child, and in my case, having pediatric sleep apnea, you're actually getting less oxygen to your brain, which can affect, you know, your brain's development. Mm-hmm. I think anyone who struggled with sleep and health or watched a loved one struggle with those issues, you just know how precious good health and good healthcare is. And I would say that having seen so many people who've come to us feeling really hopeless because they've not been able to fix their sleep, it just really inspires me to really help people reclaim rest and give them back a quality of life that, you know, they're struggling to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. You know, one of the common things that we talk about on this show with guests from all different backgrounds is how undereducated providers are about sleep, meaning you go to your primary your primary care physician, you go to different specialists, maybe mental health providers, whoever it may be, and a lot of them just don't have the training or background to understand the sleep issues, and then you end up getting a misdiagnosis or something like that. Yeah. So, you know, one of the purposes here is to get that information out. So maybe you can help us understand a little bit about why sleep itself is so critical to our physical and mental health.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about talking about sleep, because there is just, you know, been a history of people rating sleep as an underrated issue and not realizing that sleep is something so fundamental to your health. And so if you look at the research, sleep deprivation really affects nearly every system in your body. So for example, getting poor sleep raises your risk of heart disease by 48% and stroke by 15%. It increases your risk of type 2 diabetes by 28%. It's linked to a 55% higher risk of obesity. Wow. And so if you've been struggling with weight gain, high blood pressure, or blood sugar swings, sleep might actually be your silent culprit. And, you know, outside of those issues, your immune system also suffers when you don't get enough sleep. So one study published showed that just one night, and this is just one night, of 4 hours of sleep, mm-hmm. drops your natural killer cells. So these are the cells that fight viruses and cancer cells by 70%. So just one night of sleep can actually impact your immune system pretty significantly. And another study found that sleep deprivation increases the susceptibility to infections by up to 70%. And, you know, all of that is just other systems in your body. There's also your brain, which I sort of mentioned earlier when it comes to, you know, the sleep apnea research. But sleeping less than 5 hours doubles your risk for Alzheimer's because you're building up meta-amyloid in the brain. Mm-hmm. And after just one night of bad sleep, your cognitive performance can drop by half. And so you might not think that this is related, but when we look at car accidents, you know, people probably hear about car accidents. It's actually, you know, the one of the most common ways to have a fatal accident. But mm-hmm. one in every five car accidents in the US is actually linked to drowsy driving, which is crazy. And this is actually more crashes than alcohol and drugs combined. So you can really see the impact that sleep deprivation has on all parts of your health, and also, you know, the risk of personal accidents when you're out and about.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I was actually just reading something the other day about 24 hours without sleep is equivalent to a 1.0 breathalyzer. So if you think that 0.08 is typically what states consider to be drunk driving,
yep.
you're now at 1.0, so you're even worse than if you had a whole lot of drinks and went out driving.
It is crazy, yeah. Just how much people don't realize the impact sleep can have. And if you, you know, I would say there's probably a lack of education because, you know, the media maybe doesn't pick up as much on these accidents. But in 2009, there was a flight attendant who took Ambien, which is a sleeping pill, a very common sleeping pill that your PCP might prescribe to you. Mm-hmm. And when she woke up after taking Ambien, she was in jail in her pajamas. And to her horror, she learned that she had gotten behind the wheel of her car and run over three people.
Oh my gosh.
One of them was an 18-month-old baby who survived, but suffered from severe brain damage. Mm-hmm. And she had no recollection of ever doing any of this. And so I think, you know, it's you know, people talk a ton about the influence of drugs, but people just don't talk enough about the influence of sleep deprivation and sleeping pills on your mind.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I definitely want to follow up a little bit on some questions about the sleeping pills and the different types of things that people turn to. But before we do that, let me ask you this. What do you say to someone who says, well, you know, I have a really busy job and a really busy schedule, and I know that I'm not getting as much sleep as I should, but I'll just catch up with my sleep on the weekend. Is that possible?
No, that's not how sleep works. Really, you know, your body needs to sleep a certain amount every night for it to repair, for it to rejuvenate. It's sort of like saying, I'm not going to eat for 5 days and then I'm going to catch up eating all of my week's worth of food over the weekend. You know, I think people
love that
disregard sleep because they think that, hey, I can function, you know, somewhat on coffee. I can have 10 espressos a day. But truly, you know, your body thinks of sleep as a fundamental right, the same way that, you know, breathing and eating and drinking water is to your well-being.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you can't really catch up with all of your sleep then.
Yeah, no, unfortunately not. You know, I sometimes I think people will say something like, oh, like I'll catch up on sleep when I'm dead, you know, mm-hmm. And truly, I think the research is actually showing that if you don't sleep, you will actually end up, you know, passing away sooner than you probably intended to.
Yeah. Well, you were giving us all those statistics about things that happen physically to your body when you're not getting good sleep. And, you know, one of the issues that I try to talk a lot about throughout these shows that I do is how the impact on people, especially as they get into their 40s and above, there's a lot more awareness these days about dementia types of diseases and how sleep is so important as one element, you know, to prevent those things. And there's still a lot of research being done and we don't have all the answers, but people are becoming more aware that they want to improve their sleep for those purposes.
Yeah, we're seeing that as well. And, you know, I think especially as you get older, you realize that, hey, you know, when you go through parenthood, you know, you struggle with sleep deprivation, especially with a newborn. And some parents never bounce back from that. And so we actually get a lot of new parents who come to us and are just like, okay, I need to learn how to sleep again because my sleep has gotten disrupted with the arrival of a new child. We see a lot of women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who come to us because they're experiencing menopause. And when you're going through something like that, your hormonal changes actually impacts your sleep because it's fluctuating so volatilely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lastly, like when you're aging in general, that also affects your sleep. And so we have, you know, people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s even come to us because they are struggling to sleep for the first time in their lives. And, you know, they're unsure, you know, why this is happening. And so we really help them to sleep better, no matter what the situation is.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that. So your company does CBTI, CBT for insomnia.
Correct.
Can you give us a little bit of a history on where did CBTI come from? What is it? You know, what did we use before that? How is it regarded? Is it just as good as a sleeping pill, better or worse? Give us some background on what CBTI is and where it came from.
Yeah, that's a great question. So CBTI stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. So it was developed in the 1980s and 1990s by sleep researchers and psychologists, building on the foundations of CBT, which is used for a wide variety of health issues. And over time, CBT for insomnia has become the gold standard first-line treatment for chronic insomnia that's recommended by the National Institute of Health and the American College of Physicians. So what actually is it? CBTI is a structured, short-term, drug-free approach to treating insomnia. So what people don't realize is sleep is actually a psychological issue and not so much a physical issue. Your brain starts struggling with falling asleep due to changes in, you know, your environment, your thoughts, your behaviors, and habits that interfere with sleep. A lot of people think that, hey, sleeping pills are really the most effective thing because, you know, pills and drugs are chemical things that is commonly understood and adopted. However, you know, and that's actually why I would recommend someone going to a sleep provider, because most primary care providers or family medicine doctors might just prescribe pills as a first line of treatment, but there are actually a lot of side effects associated with sleeping pills, and it's less effective than CBTI. So CBTI actually helps people change the thoughts, behaviors, and habits that interfere with sleep. So the way to think about it is you're essentially going to school again for learning to sleep. You know, most people think like, I've slept my whole life, you know, why do I need to learn to sleep again? But truly what people don't realize is that they've been learning to sleep wrong their whole lives. And what CBTI includes is strategies like stimulus control to break the bed and anxiety association, you know, cognitive therapy to address unhelpful beliefs like I'll never sleep again without pills, or I've not been able to fall asleep by myself, like tonight's going to be no different. It includes sleep restriction to kind of rebuild your natural sleep instinct. And, you know, sleep hygiene, relaxation training are part of it. But I would say, you know, some of the strategies I mentioned earlier are core to what CBTI is. And to your last question, like, is CBTI better than sleeping pills? Yes. You know, the research is pretty resounding that CBTI is more effective, it's longer lasting, and it's safer than sleeping pills. It often works as well or better than medications in the short term. And it's permanent. So its effects would last months or years after treatment ends, unlike sleeping pills. And it avoids the risk of sleeping pills, which is, you know, memory issues, dementia that we talked about, higher risk of mortality, grogginess, you know, high dependence, increased risk of falls. So I would say that it's truly, you know, if you're suffering from sleep issues, try CBTI. The biggest downside, I would say, and let me end with this, is that CBTI takes effort. You know, it's not a simple fix. Like, you need to do your homework. You need to go to your class. You need to learn. It's not just like, let me take a pill before I sleep, which can be a deterrent for people. But I will say, like, look, you spend a third of your life sleeping. And if you sleep well and deeply with CBTI, the payoff is truly life-changing, and so I would really recommend that people explore it.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. So let's take a commercial break real quick, and when we come back, let's start talking about the solution that you have. So this is Andrew Kolsky on Sleep Science Today. We'll be right back with Shimon. We'll be talking about sleep reset.
Have you ever wondered why you can't sleep well? Well, there could be lots of different reasons. In order to figure it out, I wrote the book, Why Can't I Sleep Well? It includes 150 common sleep questions that are asked and answered, and I provide all of the supporting science and evidence to address each of the questions. I encourage you to get a copy of Why Can't I Sleep Well by Andrew Kolsky. It's available at www.sleepsciencetoday.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt? The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, welcome back to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We have been talking about CBTI and what it is, and now I'd like to talk about the solution that you have. Tell us, what solution do you offer, where did it come from, and give us a little bit of background about how it works.
Yeah, for sure. So Sleep Reset is a digital sleep clinic. And we provide two approaches to treating your sleep disorder. So firstly, we take what you would, you know, see in a sleep clinic, a brick and mortar sleep clinic, and we offer it to you virtually. We, you know, when you come in, we connect you with a licensed sleep medicine clinician on our side who can diagnose you, prescribe at-home sleep tests, medications, customized treatments based on your needs. So delivering access to board-certified sleep medicine healthcare professionals is one aspect of what we do, because oftentimes someone who comes to us for insomnia might suffer from another sleeping disorder. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we have developed our own CBTI program in-house together with top sleep psychologists and physicians from Stanford, Yale, Harvard, and the University of Arizona. So this is the truly the only clinically proven digital solution from insomnia. And so if you look us up online, there is peer-reviewed studies published about the clinical efficacy of the program. So those are the two ways in which we help to treat patients with sleep disorders.
Okay. So let me just get some clarification. So you're talking about a digital platform, and you're also talking about sort of helping people diagnose issues and all. So how does that work if you start working with someone and, you know, how do you even know whether maybe they might also have sleep apnea or maybe they have some other issue? They don't have to come into a clinic or anything? How does that actually work?
Yeah. So the diagnosis part happens when they see a clinician. So they have to see a, you know, a board-certified sleep medicine physician who basically does their intake, you know, kind of like if you were going to a clinic and seeing a sleep medicine specialist. That's equivalent to what we offer. Mm-hmm. And so based on your symptoms, based on your medical history, they will diagnose you with, you know, either you have insomnia, you might have narcolepsy, restless leg syndrome, you might have suspected sleep apnea, or maybe you've been diagnosed previously with sleep apnea. And if you have suspected sleep apnea, there are a couple of ways in which you can go about, you know, figuring out if that was accurate. The easiest way for patients is really an at-home sleep test. And so, you know, we would ship you a sleep test and you would do the sleep study at home in the comfort of your own bed. And then we would interpret the results and basically tell you whether or not you do have sleep apnea. And if you do, there are a couple of options for you, which our clinicians would then walk through the options that are best.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me make sure that I heard you right. Initially, when someone is first looking into using this technology, Is there an in-person appointment that they're going to first?
Yeah, so there are two options. If, let's say, you want to get clinical advice, mm-hmm. you would opt to see a clinician. And it is a one-to-one virtual consultation. So you would meet with somebody over video or over the phone, depending on what you prefer. Okay. And they would take your history. They would essentially give you a medical consultation. And then based on that, kind of diagnose you with the appropriate diagnoses. The second approach is, let's say, you know, you're like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I know I have insomnia, and that's really all I want to treat. Then you can just go directly to our CBTI program, you know, sign up for it, and really just get started. And you get paired with one-on-one with an in-house sleep therapist or coach who basically guides you through the CBTI program day after day. So it's really a more of a, you know, you figure out, like, how you want to move, and we try to accommodate what your preference is.
I see. Okay, great, great. So you have those two options, which is wonderful. So, okay, so somebody is at a point where they have been told that they have insomnia, and CBTI has been recommended to them. Now, oftentimes, like in my own practice, someone like that will come in, and they maybe saw their primary care doctor or someone else who started them on sleeping pills. So you're talking about CBTI being a non-medication approach. What does someone do if they want to come to you but they're already taking sleeping pills?
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great question. So I would say more than half of our members come to us and they are on some sort of sleeping pill that their primary care physician had prescribed to them. You know, a lot of times they are experiencing side effects from it, and or it's no longer working for them. And so they're coming to us looking for a better, safer alternative. So if you're already on sleeping pills and you want to get off sleeping pills, our sleep clinicians can help you with that medication titration. So they would, you know, put you on a plan to gradually titrate off that medication along with you doing CBTI. So the idea is like, hey, your sleep will get better as you do CBTI. And over that course of several weeks, you would slowly, you know, titrate down your dose of sleeping pills. Mm-hmm. If, let's say, you know, you are a patient who you're in sleeping pills, you desperately need to sleep because it is dangerous. Like, maybe you've not been able to sleep for days, and truly people cannot go without zero sleep or close to zero sleep for days. Even though we do recommend that people take a no-pills approach in general, you know, our clinicians would suggest that you know, continue with your sleeping pills until you're able to achieve a level of better sleep naturally mm-hmm. before you start doing some sort of titration. So really your program is personalized, you know, to your individual needs. And, you know, we just want to make sure that you get to better sleep in as safe and healthy as possible.
Right. So, okay. So basically the patient has sort of a choice here working yeah. with a specialist to, you know, walk them through. Right. But the goal is to eventually not need any sleep medications. But if for a while the patient is not ready to make that big leap, yeah. they can kind of work through it with a professional.
Correct, correct. And, you know, we want to make sure that the transition is as safe and effective as possible for each person. And that really looks different person to person. You know, someone could have been on Lunesta for years and be highly dependent on the medication. And so it doesn't make sense to suddenly stop taking that medication, you know, because CBTI does take a couple of weeks to start working because it's really rewiring your brain and years or decades of poor sleeping, right? So we encourage people to seek medical advice when, you know, trying to titrate off medication instead of just stopping it suddenly because we want to make sure that it is safe for the individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's talk a little bit about technically how the app works. So I think one of the questions people may have is, well, if I'm doing these other things where maybe I'm doing a video call with a specialist and things like that, why don't I just do video calls? What is the app going to do differently for me?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the app, it's really a digital way to chunk up cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia into really bite-sized pieces for someone to go through every day. You might, you know, realize this and painting an analogy for when you're trying to learn something new. It's much more effective to be doing, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of lessons, exercises, essentially your homework, than it is to kind of get a chunk of information for a couple of hours every, you know, week or 2 weeks, and then try to practice that every day. So, you know, for us, we administer it digitally, and we recommend that people spend, you know, just 10 minutes a day on the app, going through their lessons, going through their exercises, speaking to their, you know, sleep therapist, sleep coach about any, you know, concerns they have, and really logging their sleep so that they can see how their sleep is improving. Mm-hmm. And we find that that has been the most effective way for people to see improvement in their sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so explain the part to me where you said they're doing their exercises and they're doing their homework, but they're speaking with their sleep professional.
Yep.
How are they having to do a phone call, or how is that part working?
Yeah, the way it works is, so if you were to see a sleep clinician, so this is a licensed medical professional, uh-huh. You're doing a video call or phone call with them, and that is synchronous. So you're live the way that you and I are having this conversation.
Right.
Once you start the CBTI digital program in the app, you're really paired with a sleep therapist or sleep coach who is asynchronously, you know, texting with you as much or as little as you want. So the reason for that is oftentimes when they start this program, you know, initially you might be up at 3 a.m., you know, 4 a.m. because you're not able to sleep. And so you might have some questions for your sleep coach, which is what we call them internally. Mm-hmm. We, you know, for the good and health of our sleep coaches, who are real people. They're not AI. They're actual trained, certified, you know, sleep therapists and coaches. We do not expect them to be responding at 3 a.m. And so, that's the reason why we have it asynchronous, where they, you know, will see all these messages from their members, and they will respond when they are up and it's regular business hours.
Great, great. All right, well, let's take our second commercial break here, and when we come back, I'd like to do a little bit of a comparison and help us understand how your app and program might be different from other things that people see out there on the web. So we'll be right back on Sleep Science Today. If you're having trouble sleeping and you need support, don't go it alone. Join us at our free online support group at sleepsupportgroup.com. Just put in your email address, sign up for the list, and you will be notified of all of our upcoming meetings. It's free, so why not try it out?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back on Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We're talking with Shimon about sleep reset, and we were just getting into a good understanding of how the Sleep Reset app and program work. So can you share with us, you know, you go out on the internet today or you go into the app store and you type in sleep and you'll find just all sorts of sleep apps and all these different types of things. What makes Sleep Reset different from something else that people might find out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say three things make Sleep Reset different. First off, we have both medical services as well as a digital CBTI program. And that's really different because when you go to either a sleep provider or a digital CBTI program, they usually only have one of each. They don't provide you with both services to be able to treat all of your sleep issues at one place. And that's really what we aspire to be, the best one-stop shop clinic for anyone struggling with sleep issues. Secondly, when you look at the our digital CBTI program, what you'll find as, you know, you compare it to other options in the market is that we are truly like the most built out, comprehensive, effective program for CBTI. Feel free to go check out other CBTI apps, but they're extremely lightweight. You know, I saw an app recently where they have you do a couple of minutes of an intro and, you know, a little bit of like an exercise here and there. And that's a couple of minutes every week. And it's extremely lightweight. There's really no new content or things that you're learning. And so we're very proud of the fact that we've built a program which is the most comprehensive, you know, top-notch CBTI program. And because of that, actually, we've been approached by, you know, a ton of research institutions who want to use our program in clinical studies. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that's number two. And number three is we have real people. So what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, when you use a digital CBTI program, oftentimes you are either talking to some bot, so you're not talking to a real person, or it's just like a self-serve, you know, click through this journey all on your own. And that can be really tough because, you know, sleep is a very lonely journey. When you're up in the middle of the night, your partner is sleeping soundly next to you, and you're just like in your own mind, not able to sleep. It feels really different when you have a real human who empathizes with you, keeps you accountable, gives you encouragement. And we have, you know, a team of real people who care a ton about our members, just helping them through this journey to improve their sleep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if a person were to go to a sleep clinic, like a physical brick and mortar sleep clinic, they talk to a sleep doctor, so on and so forth, they know that they're going to pay for that appointment and any subsequent appointments with that sleep doctor. With your app, because you're doing CBTI, but then you also talk about the diagnosis and all, can you give us a sense of how does that work? Are they paying a standard fee? Do they pay per service? How does that work?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I would say one of the prohibitive things for people is cost, right? Going to see a sleep doctor and, you know, a trained CBTI therapist is pretty expensive. You know, you're spending $200-$300 every week sitting, you know, in the office talking to a CBTI therapist about CBTI. And that doesn't include, you know, the time and money you spent traveling to the office, you know, waiting in the waiting room, traveling home, and you're already tired to begin with, right? Because you're not getting good sleep. So our program, if you are, you know, in network or really out of network, but, you know, people need to check their out of network benefits. But if you're in network, you pay anywhere from $0 to maybe $30 of copay, depending on your plan. Mm-hmm. You see a clinician to get a diagnosis, and then you really, you know, start with the CBTI program if that's relevant for you. And the CBTI program is included in your insurance plan. So we don't charge extra for it if you have an in-network insurance plan. If you don't and you want to use your HSA, FSA, or pay with cash, which, you know, a good amount of our members do, because for them, it's still a much more cost-effective treatment than going to see a therapist every week. That's also a great option for people.
Right. Wow. Wonderful. Okay, great. And this is all stuff they can set up. They download your app, they go in, and then it just kind of walks them through how to set everything up?
Exactly. It's really simple. We try to, you know, make the technology aspect as easy as possible for people. So they can go to our website, you know, click the sleep assessment to get started. It takes them through a bunch of questions, and then, you know, depending on their state and plan, shows them whether or not they're eligible, and they have the opportunity to sign up with a clinician right away or just go directly to, you know, cash pay. And, you know, for people who have issues, you know, they can also just email help@thesleepreset.com. You know, there's someone on our team who's always ready to help them. But yeah, we want to make this as easy as possible, because we also know that it is exhausting to have to go through, you know, many loops, especially when you're already dealing with a brain that's struggling with hopelessness and exhaustion.
Right. Wow. Okay. So how many years has the app been out there?
Yeah. So Sleep Reset has been around since 2016, which is when we started. And we've been, you know, helping, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people over the years, which has been really, really meaningful, ranging from adolescents, so people 14 years old, to 18 years old, to people in their 80s. I hear all the time from people that I meet, like, oh, I just, you know, helped my mom sign up for the program, and, you know, her sleep has improved by, you know, X amount. Or I hear all the time from veterans that, you know, I wasn't able to sleep since I started guard duty, you know, 60 years ago, and now I'm finally able to sleep. And so it's just incredibly meaningful to be able to see kind of the impact that we've been able to make on people over these years.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wonderful. So that's actually led right into my next question, which is, can you share some specific success stories, types of things that you hear from people who have used your program?
Yeah, no, this is my favorite part. I love, you know, we have an internal chat with my team, where every time, you know, a member has something nice to say, you know, our coaches and clinicians post that in that channel. So let me just, like, share a couple of fun quotes that I recently saw. One is from a member who said, you know, my journey began almost 80 years ago with my 19-year-old mother and father in World War II. I had nightmares and really little support because I was in a hostile environment. Later on, I married very young, had 3 children, did college, graduate school, medical school, Marine Corps during the Vietnam War. I was a doctor. I did surgery. And during these years, as you can imagine, I slept very little. Later in life, I tried antidepressants, anxiety meds, and sleeping pills, but nothing worked very well. And finally, I spoke to someone, a friend, who recommended Sleep Reset. And so I went through 8 weeks of Sleep Reset's CBTI program, and then everything fell into place. My sleep hygiene improved, and I was finally falling asleep within 15 to 20 minutes and getting 7 hours of sleep. Understanding sleep was the most important aspect, and this program provided the structure and knowledge needed. I am indebted and thankful. So it's just so heartwarming when I read messages like this, because it just really reinforces, you know, that what we do is helping people with their sleep.
Wow. Well, if you have some more stories, I want to hear them, but I realized I forgot to ask you one question, and that story reminded me. When someone starts working with you, assuming they have been diagnosed, they have insomnia, they're working with CBTI, how long should they expect a program to be before they achieve their goals?
Yeah. So our program runs from 4 weeks to 16 weeks of sort of curriculum, what we call a foundation program. And people usually will do at least 4 weeks. Some people might do 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks. And some people are on the maintenance program, so beyond 16 weeks for months and even years. We sort of leave it up to the individual to decide, you know, how their sleep is changing, whether or not they feel like, hey, I feel pretty good about my sleep now. It's been 12 weeks and I'm good. School is over for me. Some people continue it for years, as I mentioned, because, and I quote from this member, like, I have not been able to sleep for decades, and I do not want to risk ever slipping back into that state. And so they want to kind of keep up, like, they go, you know, these members kind of just go back, refresh themselves on lessons, they log them their sleep, they love talking to their sleep coach. You know, we kind of just say, like, anything is fair game. We don't want to over-prescribe. Like, it sort of is a personalized program, and until you feel better, you do as much as is needed.
Great, great. So we're coming really close to the end of our time, but let me ask this. Is there a website or someplace that people can go get more information if they want to learn more about your app?
Yeah, of course. So our website is www.thesleepreset.com. So that's thesleepreset.com.
Fantastic. Wow. And perfect timing, too, because we've just reached the end of our segment here. So, Shimon, I want to thank you so much for coming on and explaining the program to us and sharing how all this works. Sounds like a great thing for people to try out if they're having trouble with insomnia. If you have questions about the program, obviously visit the website and you can read more about it. And thank you for joining us on Sleep Science Today. And to the audience, feel free to go to www.sleepsciencetoday.com, sign up for our mailing list, and we'll keep you informed of things that are coming available for you. And we hope everybody sleeps well. And Shimon, thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Science Today and learning how to sleep better with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio. For more information on how you can achieve better sleep, go to sleepsciencetoday.com. Remember, sleep science today and sleep better tonight.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.